Another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast.
Hello.
I'm Ollie.
How are you?
Helpful. Educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called Drum the Garlic Design.
With Matt from PrintPro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Today, I'm joined with one of my favourite guests of all time. It is, of course, Dave Connor, Transfer Express, Styles, Fulfill Engine, anything and everything, transfers and fulfillment. So pumped to have you on today, Dave. Thanks for taking the time to sit down and chat with me. We've got some interesting topics to discuss today.
Always really excited to be here. And absolutely, yeah, I'm happy to help apparel decorators, any size, any experience level, really succeed and achieve their, you know, the goals that they've set out for themselves.
So we're talking today about why heat printers should be using scalable products for their jobs rather than anything and everything direct to film. We've had this conversation a million times, and I feel like direct to film is one of those topics that everybody assumes they should be using, but when you actually educate yourself, it's not the most cost effective. It's not the most profitable. It's great for certain things, but not for everything. We've made quite a few videos about this, and we've had this conversation a lot, but we've never sat down and actually discussed why you should and shouldn't use these different products on a podcast. So, of course, Dave's the one that I phoned up and was like, we need to have this conversation to help people out. So, Dave, I think you should kick us off because you are the expert when it comes to this kind of stuff. What is one of the main reasons that people should be opting for different transfer types to direct to film if they're making bulk orders?
So, yes, direct to film is an absolute incredible tool. But I think it's brought, you know, and just like you said, we've talked to so many decorators on this side of the pond too, very, very similarly, where this direct to film is a solution for everything, which it very clearly is not. And with screen print transfers specifically, like what we're talking about, how it's not, you know, the best solution when with direct to film for bulk orders, right? Or those limited color, the 1, 2, 3 color jobs in that higher quantity, digital printing and direct to film is just not as scalable as, say, screen printing is. So you do have that huge cost difference in there too. But then when we look at the actual application and the efficiency of running that job too, when you're talking about these large, huge bulk runs, you have to look at the time you save in production as well. Time is money in any industry, specifically in the apparel decorating industry. And with a lot of the shops that I work with in that medium to large size, you see them breaking through when it's not just the print cost that they're factoring in, but also the time. And I feel like that's something overlooked by so many small businesses, you know, because maybe time is a luxury that they have. You know, it's, oh, this is my side hustle, you know, but to really become profitable and take it to that next level, that's where these businesses are really winning. But yeah, specifically when we talk about scenarios where direct to film is not the best solution for the job, when we look at just regular 100% cotton tees in a single color print, like with what I'm wearing now, I'm wearing polyester, so that's an awful example. But a single color print just like this that we see so often in logo wear, right? A large quantity of this, I would almost never use direct to film and opt for a screen printed transfer for the cost savings and the efficiency savings alone. But that's just one scenario that I'm sure we're going to be getting into a lot more into the weeds. But you know, the main factors that we need to look at, I think, when you talk about choosing any transfer type, direct to film or a hybrid product, or even say like a heat transfer vinyl, right, for specific applications, we need to look at the quantity of how many we are producing. We need to look at the artwork, how many colors are in the design, or maybe how complex it is, because there's even limitations to direct to film as well. And then we also need to consider the fabric that we're printing on. And those are the main top three that I look for when making a decision of what decoration method to use.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I think everybody just hears a buzzword and they go, that's the transfer I want. And one of the things that I always say to people when they, whether they're new to the industry or whether they've been in the industry for a while and they're looking to make, like you said, make their production more efficient, it's always understanding the decoration methods that are available to you. And that's what's going to make you the pro decorator. It's not how many orders you're outputting. It's not, you know, the flex of your biggest customer name or any of that. It's being smart about what you're producing with. Because if you have a small order, you are going to waste money by ordering massive bulk transfers if you don't need to. But that doesn't necessarily mean you should turn that job down. All right, there might not be a massive, like really profitable order, but it's still something that can help grow your business in the long run. Someone orders 5 t-shirts, now they order 50 t-shirts a year down the line. Like, you never know. But if you do have people coming to you that are placing those bigger orders and you do use the wrong transfer type, that's when you're going to have issues.
Wow.
So what would you say, Dave, to someone that, for example, would come up to you at a trade show or would maybe attend one of your lives and they're just getting started in their journey, but they want to go into bulk runs, they want to do bulk production, they want to do fulfillment? What would your advice be to them in terms of educating them on what they should be using and why?
So all of these different transfer types, you kind of touched on it, they're tools in the toolbox, right? So you need to be not just understand what's best for each scenario, but also be confident in your decorating ability, right? Mm-hmm. So get samples, try them out for yourself with your equipment in-house, because the last thing you want to do, especially when we talk about fulfillment, or any of these bulk runs, is run into a snag on press that's going to slow your production down or, worst case scenario, stop it, right? Because then you're not making money. But when we look at those, you know, those decisions, when we're looking to maybe do a big bulk run and there's this volume of work, that's something where, if the artwork allows in a limited color, screen print transfers are going to be phenomenal, right? The most expensive part of all of the decorating of what we're doing here in the decorating industry, the most expensive part is commonly the blank itself, right? So as soon as we say we're doing e-commerce fulfillment, running a Shopify store, you know, for an influencer, a brand or a band or a corporate customer, right? So we're selling online. They have one style of shirt. As soon as you marry those together, right, that becomes an item that is essentially risk if it's unsold, because now you have the cost of the transfer and the cost of the shirt itself. However, when we start looking at keeping the blank separate, you know, it's a black, you know, or a gray or whatever color it is, the common ones that we see, if those are stocked, the transfer itself is very, very inexpensive. So it is a much lower risk. And anytime you could lower risk while keeping your profit margins high is a recipe, again, for success in business. So when you keep those transfers stocked on the shelves, which when stored correctly, when we're talking screen print transfer or any heat transfer, stored correctly means out of any temperature fluctuations, away from direct heat sources or moisture, and away from sunlight, those transfers are going to last years. I just printed one a couple years ago that was 10 years old and applied completely fine, but it needs to be stored correctly. If you leave it out, it gets wet, it's not going to be able to apply, and then you're reordering transfers anyway. But it does depend, right? So you could really reduce the print cost for those larger volume bulk runs by using a screen print transfer that is optimized for that, just where screen printing has already won. Now, for fulfillment, and you need those one-offs, right? And maybe your artwork differs or has high color counts, that's really where a directive film is going to be used for those smaller piece orders, the complicated stuff, or where we see a lot of decorators using it is the, you know, the specialty fabrics, where we know we have a low temperature application, where we're going to be able to have that proper adhesion, the long-lasting durability, while not damaging the garment itself. Mm-hmm. Compared to, say, higher, you know, heat required for specific transfer types, like in some cases, a screen print transfer. But in, you know, there are screen print transfers that do apply at low temperatures that are safe for, say, polyester or sports uniforms or anything like that, too.
Yeah. What would you, I really want to dive into the costings around this. I have so many questions that I want to ask you about this. So from a price point of view, if somebody is looking at direct-to-film and somebody is looking at Inktra screen print transfers, for example, or 1-to-5 color, goof-proof, as you call it in the US, 1-to-5 color for the UK. I'm very aware that there's global listeners to this podcast. So we'll try and cover all the product names. Essentially the same thing, though. If somebody was looking at ordering like a comparison of the two, what would you say the savings could be for somebody that was doing a 50, 100, a 500 piece order and they were opting to use direct-to-film and you were like, hang on a minute, do you know you can save X amount using Trello? It's a staggering number, right?
It is up to 60 to 70% of cost reduction depending on the specific scenario, right?
That's insane. That's absolutely insane.
And that's profit that's either going in your pocket or allowing you as a decorator to win the job, right? Mm-hmm. I was just talking, I probably make myself way too accessible, but I was just chatting with a decorator on Instagram yesterday, right? Of, hey, customer had me quote this job. They sent me a quote from one of my competitors. I don't know how they got this price. It's a full color print, you know, on a tote bag. But how did they get this price? I'm pricing it out and my cost is still more than what their cost is, right? Mm-hmm. But it's looking at the specific transfer type. So in that, you know, scenario, it was a multicolor design, but for 500 tote bags. And when you talk about digital printing and direct to film, it just is not built. Sure, there may be quantity breaks depending on who you order from. There are some places that this is set standard pricing and some that like there's quantity breaks, but it's, you know, 0.02 cents or something.
Yeah, you're not saving like 200, 500 pounds when you get into the big orders, are you? You're saving like minimal amounts per order.
Right. And it's nice because it does, you know, it's digital printing. It's one-offs, right? It's not the setup of screen printing that is made for mass replication and these large bulk runs. Mm-hmm. So you get those same benefits when you look at screen printing. And when we started pricing this job out, you know, 11 o'clock at night, I'm going and through pricing calculations and all right, how much is it going to be for this size print? You know, this many colors, hey, could we simplify it to a two color? Because now we're chopping the price in half, literally 50% on this order. If it was a single color, we are probably in more in that 60 to 70 range. But, you know, the single color and the two color artwork is where we see this overuse of DTF almost, I would say. I get it. Especially coming into the wide world of heat transfers, it could be a little overwhelming. There's so many options available. And it's easy to go, I found my transfer type. I know it works. I don't have to change the settings on my heat press, regardless of what material I'm printing.
Yeah.
But all of that is either then pricing yourself out of the job or you're not making the profit to try to stay in that same range. Because when you're talking about a 60 to 70% difference in your cost, that is directly affecting the quote that you're getting to your customer. And with, I hate it, but there is such a race to the bottom on pricing in the marketplace. And so there's always ways, when I work with decorators, it's building value in your services far beyond just a transactional, I need 300 tote bags. I'm looking for the lowest cost price, right? There's so many other things that play into providing a solution for customers. Okay, well, when do you need them by? Because in many cases, there is a date, there's an event, there's something, right? And so meeting that rush fee, do you have artwork, right? A lot of the folks I've worked with over the past 15 years in the decorating industry, regular general customers don't necessarily have print ready artwork. And with AI, it seems like everybody's like, oh, I have artwork now. Yeah, absolutely. Because they don't want to pay a designer, but it's not print ready, right? So, hey, are you going to charge somebody a setup fee for that? Are you going to offer local delivery, right? There's so many things that could play into this. Do they know what t-shirt they want? You know? I worked with bands that would say, I think we want Bella Canvas, right? And then you start talking about Bella Canvas pricing and they're like, oh yeah, we didn't realize it was that expensive, right? There's so many scenarios that go into play that allow business owners to provide value in their services far beyond just the cost of what you're giving a customer to. So when we talk about that cost being reduced, it's going to help you win way more jobs, be way more competitive, and not have that pressure to sell yourself short or sell yourself on your time, which in turn is going to fuel your success regardless of the scale of your business.
the way I see that as well is I love that point about not pricing yourself out, because you are going to win so many more jobs if you aren't overcharging compared to your competitors. Like, if your competitors have the hack of scalable pricing and they know which transfers to order and you don't, you're out of the job. Like, someone will go to someone else because they have a more experienced printer. However, that being said, the profit that you can make additionally, like, say, for example, that 60 to 70% that you're talking about, okay, you're saving that on the transfers, but you might not make all of that back in profit because you want to charge your customers a bit more of a competitive price. That's fair enough, but you're still going to make a certain amount of extra profit on those jobs regardless, because you are charging less, so you can put a slight, like, bit more of a profit margin on there, which is going to allow you to grow your business. And this is the biggest part. Like, if you're stuck in your ways in what you think you want to apply and you're not willing to try what the actual, like, successful product for that job could be, you're not going to grow your business, because you're going to be spending so much more time and so much more money on jobs that aren't as profitable for you. And if you put that 60 to 70% or even 30%, like, it doesn't even have to be that much. If you put 30% of that money back into the investment for the business, you could put it towards different equipment. You could put it towards different platforms. You could put it towards marketing costs. Like, even just that tiny, tiny margin, it makes such a difference to your business. You could even maybe hire someone part-time to do marketing for you, someone to come in a couple of hours a week and do video content. Like, there's so many things that you can do with that money that you're essentially just wasting by not clicking a different button on a website. Like, absolutely. That baffles me that people don't do it.
Absolutely, yeah. And in the scenario, you know, that I kind of brought up that happened yesterday, it wasn't even a screen print transfer that ended up being, well, a screen print transfer would have been the absolute cheapest option, but the artwork didn't allow for it and modifications couldn't be done. But kind of that similar thing, you know, if we were at, say, I don't remember the specific figures, but, like, it was $6 per tote decorated, right? And with the costing that they went through, and so I checked ETF pricing, and even with the discount supplier down the street, which I don't like using their stuff because it's a cold peel, it takes extra time, right? So, like, that right there is doubling the amount of work then when you have to load 300 pieces back on press and cover and repress. Like, and they're like, I can't justify that. But that decorator specifically said, anytime anything hits my press, it's $2. This is going to be a very easy, straightforward application on this tote bag. So I want to charge my $2 again. Maintaining that profit margin, meeting that competing quote that their customer had sent them, they were going to be at $8, right? So, like, adding the $2 on, if the cost was the same, adding the $2 on. But looking at all of the options and looking even through the hybrid products, UltraColor Pro that we have here from Transfer Express, it was going to half the price of the DTF. And while they weren't going to be making that full $2, I don't know what that competitor looks like, what their systems look like, what their efficiencies look like, what their staffing looks like, right? Like, so all of that. And I hate factoring in that overhead cost when pricing things. Usually why when somebody asks me for pricing help, I say, I don't know what it costs to run your business.
Yeah.
You know that. So ensure that your time is being paid for so that you could pay for, you know, the rent or the utilities or your equipment or the subscriptions that you have, and you, right? You have to pay yourself. So, like, factoring all of that in, I don't like looking at that. But a customer telling me, I have to charge $2 for my time every single time it touches. That covers my overhead. That covers my labor. And that's a little low. I'd love to charge more than that per item that hits the press. But for 15 seconds on the press, $2 is pretty good profit to make there, right?
Yeah.
Looking at just halving that print cost was able to allow them to get $1.90 into that while still meeting that quote, right? But if the customer is asking them, hey, what's your quote? There's a reason that they're still asking instead of just going to, oh, wow, that's
seeing
how close you're going to be. Where if it is that extra 10 cents per piece, well, I like working with you. We have a way better relationship. I just wanted to make sure you were in the ballpark, right? And sometimes, yeah, like even when we talk about quoting jobs out, I'll do that and just type in custom t-shirts into Google, see the first person that pops up and go through their quote calculator. Because odds are that's what your customer is going to do to check your pricing anyway. So to make sure that you're not pricing yourself out of that market, but had that customer not had that pause, right? Of that customer their customer, sending them a quote that says, here, I already had this quoted out. This is what I was already quoted at. They probably would have just said, all right, I'm going to use my UltraColor Max, pull the UltraColor Max in, and then quote them at $8 a piece. And they'd be like, well, that's, okay, I'm not paying that for a tote bag. I'm going to go look somewhere else, right? And so it's always good to look at those other options, but it was a striking example of how a different transfer type could greatly reduce this problem the Stackerator was in just by using a different transfer type for a result that the customer likely doesn't know how it's printed, doesn't know, they don't know the difference between a screen print DTF or DTG, you know? Yeah.
Once it's on the garment, they don't need to know. Like, the all they need to know is, can it print the artwork that you want, whether it's single color, full color, photorealistic, detailed, whatever it might be, and is it cost effective? All of the quality sides of it and how quickly it can be turned around. If you're using a good supplier like Styles and Transfer Express, then that's all irrelevant, because the quality, the wash quality, the look and feel, the turnaround time, the ease of ordering, that's all taken care of. But you can still order the wrong transfer with the best supplier. So, like, you just need to make sure you're thinking about the exact transfer type for that job. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Yep.
So for some actual like statistics then, so I pulled a few numbers from the UK side of things. They're going to be pretty much like very similar for the US pricing, but I'm sure we can get the stats to you. We can figure out the differences if you guys want to know. So basically, I want to talk about intra versus direct to film transfers, and we're not talking about a specific DTF. This is generic pricing for just your classic budget DTF that's out there. So the DTF transfers that aren't great quality, they're way too cheap for what you should be paying for them. They aren't great quality. They probably won't last on the garment. Like, they probably have banding in them, stuff like that. That average cost per A3 sheet we worked out was around £3.30. So for UK costings, that's roughly what a budget DTF A3 sheet would cost you. Now, if you're ordering more than one, more than five, more than 10, as Dave said, that's when you want to switch to a scalable product like Inktra screen print transfers. Now, if you're ordering 10 sheets of Inktra, the cost, there's probably not going to be that much in it, probably quite similar. But if you order 50 sheets of A3 Inktra versus 50 sheets of budget DTF, you can save upwards like a minimum of like £30, which for 50 sheets, that's not a massive order. Saving £30 is, like you said, probably like a 60-70% saving on that. If we're to jump to 100 sheets, 100 units of A3 Inktra versus budget DTF, the saving jumps from minimum £30 to minimum £100. That's a big jump. If we take it up again to 500, which is a completely realistic job number for a lot of people that are doing fulfillment, like, that's probably the standard, like the average A3 Inktra versus A3 budget DTF, you can save a minimum of £750. With every order.
It's so, like, much profit potential there.
It is, isn't it? And like, say, for example, you saved £750, dollars, whatever it was, and you cut that in half and took that off the customer's order. Like, that's an insane price drop. And then say you took the other half of that and put it back into the business. From using a different transfer type. Like, it really baffles me that people... I understand some people don't know, hence why we're doing this podcast. But people that are aware of it and still opt for DTF because it's the easy choice, I'm like, you have no idea how much money you could be saving, you know?
It does hurt me a little bit, because I'll go walk through production and see just rolls and rolls of single color images of the same image on coming DTF. Off of the DTF printers. And it's like, it's a big, yeah. A big full center chest print. And it's, you know, because of the digital printing, the way that DTF is produced, it's that size. It's priced by the size of how much you're printing, right?
Yeah.
Versus you could order a gang sheet. That's the same cost, whether there's one thing on it or there's multiple things on it, right? With screen print transfers or single images here that we've really kind of built out this robust program here in the United States for single images. that really just drive the cost of that print down. But when you talk about those low quantity DTFs, and I know I talked about it before, it's not just that 700 pounds of difference when we talk about cost. What is the time savings in production that we're saving too? Because factor that into it, you could factor that even into your quote, right? Of if you're doing double the amount of work, and a lot of that, I've tried far more DTF than I care to admit. For about 2 years there, it was probably almost every other day I felt like I was printing a new DTF. And a lot of those on the market that are as low cost as you could get, yes, the quality doesn't look good. When we talk about consistency, it doesn't look good. You know, that team blue that you order today and you order 2 weeks from now looks completely different. Or even you'll buy them from, you know, somebody down the street selling DTF, and from the first print to the last print that you get,
it's totally different.
It's completely different color blue. So, I mean, you that's why quality is, if you want to take a business seriously and show your customers that you are serious about apparel decorating, that's the small stuff that customers notice, right? They don't care how the sausage is made. They just want their logo on a t-shirt. But when they see that difference, it is so, it hurts as a business owner, right? And I always like to say I'm fairly detail-oriented, and it hurts even more when it's like, how did I miss that, right? I hate hearing that from customers. Or then the call, if you even get one, hey, these prints are wrinkling, which we see with a lot of low-cost ETF, because where are they cutting costs? They're cutting costs on the consumable materials that they're doing, right? They're trying to minimize how much they're investing into it to sell it at a supermax margin, but quality suffers because of that. And the last thing that this is like the worst case scenario, the 15, 16 years now that I've been in the decorating industry, this is like worst case scenario is when there's an issue, because 9 times out of 10, the customer isn't calling you. They're just never coming back. Right.
Mm-hmm. So this is the thing. They're not going to ring you and go, this print is different to this one. What are you going to do about it? They just go somewhere else, and you're losing customers, and you don't realize.
Yep. And then you never know that why you lost that customer until, you know, 6, 7 months, 8 months down the road, if they were a regular orderer, or even like next year, if they do that big bulk order every year that you're like, all right, April's coming up. I know this customer's coming through for me. And then they don't come. Do you call them up? Hey, no, they're going to ghost you, right? It's very rare. And when you build, you know, those solutions, you build value in your relationship, that's when a customer feels more comfortable to go, hey, I want to save this relationship, but I think you screwed something up because this isn't the quality of what you've offered me before, right?
Yeah.
And then so now, okay, let's talk about this. Let's fix this problem. But if you don't know there's a problem, you're not fixing it. But another thing to take into consideration too is like here at Stalls, is it coming your way across the pond? But we have Easy Rip available on DTF as well. So like it is.
I don't know. By the time this podcast comes out, the answer might be different. But at the moment, I am unsure. I can confirm or deny.
But just something like that, where then you look at the time savings of not having to cut the transfer off of the sheet. So it's far more, yes, the print cost is the foundation, right? But there's so many other bricks that are coming into place to really allow you to be much more profitable as an apparel decorator and provide your customer the solutions that meet their needs.
Yeah. So I have two ways I want to take this conversation. The first one, I want to talk about the differences between budget DTF and decent DTF if you're using that transfer type. The other thing I want to talk about is scalable pricing for Inktra. Now, I think we should touch on direct to film first because we're kind of already on that topic. So what would you say to people when they're looking at ordering direct to film transfers? Let's say DTF is the way to go for them for this particular job. And they look at, I don't know, maybe like a Stalls DTF, and then they look at someone else's DTF and go, well, that's £5 cheaper, that's £10 cheaper per meter, $5, £5, whatever it might be. And they're going to order something that's pretty bad quality, that's not going to last, that's going to have banding, that's going to be inconsistent in coloring, but it's cheaper. And they're like, oh, yeah, but I just want to save the money. What would you say to those people?
In many cases, it's not worth it. And you, if you look at the businesses that are having success now, they aren't doing that, right? So in this wide world of apparel decorating, highly competitive, and this race to bottom on price, quality has suffered the most, right? And it's something that when we look at, and we look back in time, right? Heat transfer vinyl got a very bad rap. And I see the same thing happening now with direct to film, where it is, you know, I'm just going to go on Amazon and buy the cheapest thing I can. Why isn't it working? Why is it wrinkling? Why isn't it washing well? Why isn't it applying well? And it all comes down to the quality of material. So, you know, this is one thing that actually like kind of personally affects me, because I help so many people get started with decorating businesses, find success with side hustles, right? And when you're just starting out, it's so hard to troubleshoot all of these different variables, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're running a super large business and demand that consistency, that color quantity or color quality, sorry. And you want to ensure the efficient production. The low cost option, bottom of the barrel budget, doesn't have any of that. Okay. I think you mentioned it earlier, but banding in the prints, right?
Yeah.
Huge. Nobody, even if you don't really have an eye for detail, you don't want to wear a print that looks like it was printed on an old inkjet printer that you had sitting on your desk that you haven't used for years, right? I don't even know that many people who have home printers anymore, right? But you don't want something with grainy color and the banding and the prints.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to look like a professionally printed shirt. You're never going to successfully grow a business, grow repeat purchases by offering that cheap DTF. Now, one thing too, even now, DTF's been around for 4 or 5 years, commercially viable, right? And we've seen it in the marketplace. But we hear from so many people, it feels like a sticker. It feels like paper. It's shiny. With the lowest cost DTF, 100%, because that factors in the different inks you're using that affect the feel of it. The carriers that we're using on DTF vary so much in terms of hot peel and cold peel, but also the coatings that they use on it. So it affects the application. So it affects the total finish of the transfer as well, right? There's so many of these variables that go into play when we look at this digital printing method. There are, not all DTF is created the same, right? So 100% right out there, like there are completely different direct to films that kind of tarnish the reputation of everything. And it's going to get to this point where, like, you know, like HTV was applied incorrectly. People were applying it with an iron, like, it's going to like crack and peel up. I have shirts that I've printed with direct-to-film 4 or 5 years ago now at this point, right when it was in research and development, we were testing it before it was even released here at Stahls. Like, I have shirts that look like the day they were printed. I know they've been washed more than 50 times. There's a shirt that I had just, even this one, right? Like, I've been wearing this for almost 2 years now, and it looks like the day it was printed, and that comes down to quality DTF. If I was purchasing apparel, I would have no hesitation going back to the company that printed this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to take a chance on something that's going to crack, right? Go join any of those t-shirt printing groups on Facebook or the DTF printing groups, and it's like, why is this peeling up? Why is this cracking? I haven't seen any, and I'll even throw a bone to other suppliers out there, the high quality ones. I've never seen a high quality DTF crack. Now, when you go for the cheapest, I think for us, it was like 2 cents a square inch. It barely applied. Felt like somebody just literally glued almost a piece of paper to a shirt where it's crunchy, right? Like, you can hear the print coming, even in like a small area. Like, it's just not the quality of DTF that, is going to help somebody grow a business. It's going to help you sell shirts, sure, but you're never going to grow your business doing that by cutting corners like that. And it's just, it kind of, you know, it hurts me a little bit because
that's such a good way of putting it.
I love the apparel decorating industry, and I want to see so many people thrive. And just like how HTV got a bad rap, who was using it? professionals, team dealers, major league sports teams were using heat transfer vinyl to no problem. Nobody batted an eye because they were using the high quality stuff and they were applying it correctly. And so that's, you know, with the direct films too, sure, that low cost stuff, some might be cheap, might have all of those issues that we've already talked about, but it also might have a high application temperature. Okay, apply to spandex, lycra, nylon, but the application that it actually needs to be applied at, because they skimped and bought the cheapest adhesive that they could, it's going to scorch lycra, spandex, nylon, like any of those synthetic materials, even polyester, right? You're not going to be able to decorate on it. And then you're going to have a ruined garment, which is going to be, that costs you more than what you saved in your DTF alone. You have to cover and repress it, which that time savings.
Yeah.
When you look at the end of the day, are you actually saving money if you're doing double the amount of work for an inferior product that you're delivering to your customer? We see it all the time, right? And it's not as, you know, of course, coming from Stahls, I'm going to say Stahls is by far the best I've ever tried, but there are other high quality DTFs out there too, but they're not the cheapest, right?
Yeah.
That it's that, what, the triangle that we always talk about, like price, quality, speed. You could only have two of them, right? And that's another thing. I see vendors that are like, DTF in 3 days. It's a digital process. Like, it should be quick. That's one of the benefits of it too. And one of the things that at Stahls, I'm not sure how we do screen printing so quick. Working at screen printing shops.
I know. That always amazes me. Like, I walk through production and I see the machines churning out like thousands of sheets in an hour. And I'm like, this is crazy. The DTF machines are great, but they can only go at one speed. So like, you're limited to, I mean, don't get me wrong, the turnaround is still quick, but if you want bulk production, like, that's one of the reasons why we can offer that scalable product for a cheaper price, because of the actual, like, the way the transfers are printed, which leads me very nicely onto the next point I wanted to discuss, which was the scalable pricing and how, why, and what that's all about. So I've been talking a lot about direct film and that versus anything and everything screen print, but we talk about our scalable pricing for screen print a lot, but I wanted to break down how much you can actually save with scalable pricing and with the trade pricing versus if you were to just use a screen print product with a flat rate, right? So again, for UK listeners, this is done in pounds, but for US, it will be very, very similar. If you're ordering 10 sheets of A3 ink to screen print transfers, then the cost, that's like the minimum order over here. So that's, you know, that is what it is. That's fine. If we jump from 10 to 50, you can save over £200 just from having a scalable product. So if we didn't have scalable pricing, your order total would be £200 minimum more. But because we use the machines that print the products quickly and that are decent quality, we can bring those costs down for you. So again, if Stahls wanted to make all the money in the world, we could not have scalable pricing and rake all of that money in for ourselves. But we want you guys to be successful. We want you guys to have the best quality at the most competitive price. That's why we take those profit margins, like, off in a way for ourselves. So that's just from 10 to 50, right? Let's jump from 50 to 100. Dave, any guesses on how much we could save? Scalable pricing? Give me a ballpark figure.
Well, the last scenario was what?
200.
200?
Yeah, so we could save 200 on 10 to 50.
Let's just double it. 400?
470. Close.
Whoa!
Close to five. You were really close. Yeah. So if you're ordering a unit of 100, you can save almost $500 or pounds on that order. Like, that, again, that's purely down to the fact that Stahls offer scalable pricing. Okay, last one. Let's go from 100 to 500. I was going to say 150, but that's not right. 100 to 500, Dave. This is such a crazy number.
And that's, I see 500 shirts go out on a heat press all the time. And that's the thing.
Yep.
People are like, well, I'm just going to outsource it to have it screen printed, which, like, sure, you could do if you don't have the time for it, but you're outsourcing your profits then too. So let's see. If we were at 400, 650.
Mm-mm. If you go from 100 to 500 in quantity, you can save £2,500, which in dollars is probably more. And like I said, that's not an actual number that like we can give you off of. Well, technically we do give it to you off of your order because that's what our scalable pricing is. But like when we're looking at A3 Inktra versus A3 DTF, you can physically, when you go to checkout, you can get that money back. When it comes to scalable pricing, you just never have to pay it in the first place. Like we automatically deduct all of that. So like it's ridiculous. Like right now at the time of recording, like 10 sheets is $694, 50 is $270. So it drops straight away. 100 is $222. And then it drops again at 500 to $178. Now that's what these transfer prices are at the moment. They probably will change at some point in the future. So don't take my word for it. But the differences in pricing, like the 200 saving, the nearly 500 saving, the 2,500 saving, they will all stay within those regions for how much money we are not charging you for those transfers, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's the nature of the process, right? I came from screen printing. In every shop that I worked at, the lowest before coming here to Transfer Express stalls was 24, was the minimum order quantity for screen printing. Many of the shops, 48, right? Because of the setup involved in screen printing, which is why like I kind of know there's efficiencies in place that really help it out. But you have to burn a physical screen, right? So I have one right here, right there, hanging out there. It's taped, ready to put some emulsion on that and make a stencil. But we have to actually expose the screen and make a stencil for screen printing, right? So when you look at like that low quantity, that's where the majority of the cost is. The majority of the cost isn't in the transfer paper itself or the print, right? Mm-hmm. Like the ink that we're using, right? It's in the setup of it. So that's why you get those huge bulk discounts. It's made for bulk. Screen printing has always been made for that mass production. Whereas, yeah, direct to film, you mentioned it. It's a fixed time that it's going to take a print to print an image. A print head is, you know, moving back and forth at the same speed. And as you increase the actual feed speed of the carrier and the speed that which you're covering, that's when your print quality is degrading, right? So there, it's fixed. It's a digital printing method that doesn't get faster with quantity. Whereas when you get it set up, you have it stencil, you have your stencil created in your screen, start pushing ink through it, it's just time then. And that's very, very quick. You know, it's a mere seconds to flood a squeegee with ink and flood a screen with ink and then use the squeegee to shear the ink through it.
But then again, if someone was doing that themselves with like a screen print carousel versus the machines that we have across the globe at Stiles, there's a reason that we can do it so quickly and so efficiently, but maintain that quality. Because in order to, Andy always says that the people that manufacture the transfers, it's literally the other side of that wall where our machines are, which is really convenient for today's location. But even in the US, we have multiple locations across the world and we have transfer printing experts, technicians, if you like, all over the globe. And Andy always says they were born to manufacture transfers because it's a science between the inks and the powders and the temperatures that they go down at and how you almost like bake a cake essentially with making that transfer. And it's such an art and such a science. And these people they spend all day doing it, all day, all night. We run 24-hour production shifts here. Like they literally live and breathe printing transfers. So they are the best people to produce it. It's very different if you have, I know people do have, like if you're a classic screen printer at heart and that is what you want to do and that's what you love doing, then hats off to you. That's fantastic. But if you want to run a print business, being a screen printer is not always the way to go. Like there are more efficient methods, not just from a price point of view, but the learning curve on how to get it right, the cost of it, the time it takes. Like we're going to get into screen print versus transfers now, aren't we? That's a whole other conversation. But to my point, the transfer side of things, there's a reason that you pick the experts and that you buy your products from the people that know what they're doing. It's like the heat presses, isn't it? Like the customer that I had in on the podcast earlier this week, they said that when they started their business, they bought one of those 7-in-1 cheap presses on Amazon. It was like $170 and they had it for 6 months before they turned around and bought a Fusion IQ, and they recently just bought a 360 IQ, and now they're eyeing up this ProPlace that's behind me. and 6 months. I mean, I've known people have cheaper import presses for longer than that, but you very quickly realize when you buy the cheaper products why you shouldn't be buying the cheaper products.
Yep. And kind of to touch back on screen printing, we don't have to get into the full debate because we could be here for
that's another episode.
Completely another episode. But I will say, you mentioned the learning curve, right? I learned how to screen print. That's how I got into the apparel decorating industry. It took me three weeks. All I wanted to do was create merch for my band, right? And so it was 3 weeks. First of all, I couldn't afford the minimum quantity of 48. I was a broke college kid. We just wanted merch to sell at the booth. I was like thinking like 6-12 shirts. I don't even know if people are going to buy them. We just need something, right? I want to start. I'm going to try to start getting the name out for our band and start making another source of revenue, because for musicians, ticket sales, and in the, you know, the age of modern streaming, you're not really making money off the music itself. So I want to just dabble in this, right? I took some screen printing classes in college, but I think I could do this myself, right? It took me 3 weeks before I was comfortable with a print that I was like, okay, I could sell this.
Yeah.
The learning curve is so large. The equipment cost, right? I paid more in emulsions and inks and squeegees and exposure units and all screen reclaimers, all of these chemicals and stuff that I didn't want. Messy work, right? I didn't want to be doing that. I invested more than what it would have cost for a heat press. Had I known about screen print transfers back then, I don't know. Yeah. My entire life would have been vastly different. I love the art of screen printing, right? I feel like I'm still an artist at heart, right? I love the art of screen printing. But when I want to make money and I want to monetize my time, it's not going into setting up, right? If you have a super efficient dark room and you have, you know, people there to reclaim screens that like it, which is a weird thing. I've never truly enjoyed reclaiming screens, making screens.
Never done it, and I don't plan on doing it.
Exactly. So there's so much involved in that. But when you talk about even printing transfers too, I went from printing directly on apparel because I was working with bands. I found some good success, right? Building value in the services. I was playing with other broke college kids who couldn't afford 40 quantity runs. And they go, hey, where did you guys get your shirts at? Oh, you printed them. Can you print some for us too? And then they go to another show, and word of mouth just spread like wildfire. There's this guy, Dave, who can print you a low quantity that everybody else is going to turn away. And they're good quality stuff. He knows t-shirts too. He knows what sells for like the
venues.
Our audience is. So like, just take his recommendation on him. He's not going to rip you off. He'll hook you up, right? And so, boom, like, it exploded like wildfire and from everywhere. I'm getting, hey, you know, how could we do this? How could we do that? Like, we want to do this. How are you guys getting so much traffic at your merch booth? Well, you know, we brought some stickers and just announced on stage that we have stickers. And then, like, it value provided in the services. Now I'm helping them be more successful and sell more merch, right? But as part of that, hey, do you print posters? And the artist in me always said, I think I can. So printing on paper, printing on a transfer carrier is vastly different than printing on fabric. Fabric and t-shirts, it absorbs. It's so much more forgiving. Yeah. And it felt like I was relearning how to screen print when I moved to what we call flat stock, right? Like paper. That the first time I saw one of our stalls facilities printing screen print transfers, I was like, in Willy Wonka's factory of, oh my God, this is so easy. You guys have this figured out. How are you getting this quality, right? Like, and it is in a lot of the know-how, and it's a lot of the investments of the equipment, which many businesses can't afford up front. And I've talked to people who even manufacture like carousel screen printing presses who are like, yeah, you could probably make a screen print transfer on this, but you should probably just call stalls. There's no reason to take this Ferrari that you bought as this carousel press and essentially only run it in first gear printing transfers with it. Yeah, in a pinch, sure. But if those presses aren't spinning, you're not winning, right? You need to be, those need to be kicking out. They're built for high efficiency. And if you're not putting the high efficiency jobs on those things, you're not making the profitability that's going to pay off that piece of equipment. So That's why, yeah, you can. Should you? Probably not. Use it for what it's good for, right? And we see that even with the decorators that I talk to that are those medium to larger size shops with screen printing presses. And yeah. They say direct to film is great. Screen printed transfers are great. It helps us protect the profitability of our automatic presses. Because then any job, you know, where they said, hey, where our minimum quantity was 24 or 12 or whatever it may be, we're not putting that on the press now. We're going to print it with transfers. Mm-hmm. And even with screen print transfers, it costs the same amount for us to buy a transfer or for us to burn a screen, for us to reclaim a screen, because they're talking about the labor of everything too. Even with an efficient dark room and screen reclaiming setup, where it's like, it's when you factor it out at the end of the day, it's $2 per print, you know? So we could either pay for it and do the work ourselves, or we could put the large quantity runs, the 1,000-piece orders, right? I'm talking about like contract printers that are doing 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 pieces. Put those on the automatic presses, and we're going to really leverage our heat printing department with screen print transfers, with direct-to-film transfers, with hybrid transfers, really to meet the needs of everything else. And so we're not changing the setup, and we're not slowing down this press. We're letting this run at full speed, and we're able to still say yes and make more profit and revenue with a fully functioning heat press department too.
But that's exactly the point of the whole episode, right? Like, it's knowing what to utilize and what for to make money. We're not saying don't do this, don't do that. It's just know what you're using and when, and how much it's going to cost you, how much profit you can make, your direct costs, your indirect costs, anything like that that you have to factor into pricing. Like, one of the biggest things you need to know as a garment decorator, whether you're starting out, if you've been running your business for a while, is understand your costs and your product. Like, if you can master those two things, you will be successful without a doubt. Like, the marketing, the word of mouth, all of that will come. But if you know how much things are costing, how much your profits are, and how much you're spending on making each product, and the product that you're using, the quality, the type, all of that, if you can master those two things, you'll be successful regardless. So I think that's a perfect note to wrap up today's episode on. We've covered a lot, but to be honest with you, the actual point of this episode, which was the cost difference between Inktra, DTF, and scaling products, is pretty simple, because it is literally a case of pick this, not this, and save that. Like, that wouldn't take an hour of conversation. So I'm really glad that we've covered multiple different areas, transfer types, different types of print. Any parting words, Dave, to the listeners for today's episode?
Quote out the jobs. If you're using DTF, quote out another transfer option, or get a sample of a screen print transfer if you've never used one. There's so many decorators that I talk to, and even though screen print transfers have really been, I don't know if they've been the industry's best secret for the past 30 years, but they've been available for 30 years, right? Yeah. And so many people are just getting into apparel decorating, and that is awesome, right? Like, I love anybody being able to use a creative outlet, and I've decorated way too many t-shirts, and I don't know, I love them, right? It's the most collectible art form in the world. Not everybody has a Monet or a Picasso on their wall. Everybody has a printed t-shirt in their closet, right? So like, mm-hmm. If you look at it as art, which I do, right, it's awesome. And I encourage everybody to get creative and use your creativity, use your inspiration. It's what makes us human, right? In this weird age of AI that seems to be taking all the fun, like music and art, right? Like, and they're like, you guys do all the writing, right? You guys do all the other tasks, right? No, there are all of these different tools in your toolbox, right? But so many people coming in they saw DTF and said, wow, this looks really easy. Screen print transfer is just as easy. The look, the feel, the wash, the wear, exactly like a traditional screen print, without that learning curve, without the 3 weeks of hair pulling frustration, and the gray hairs that I have now are probably could be attributed to some of that, right? you don't need to do that. You could get screen print quality with just a heat press, no messy inks, no cleanup, no chemicals, right? You're able to just do what you're doing with DTF for a lower cost for those single or low color pieces of artwork, which you're probably already printing, right? Because mm-hmm. We see that it's, you know, a customer says, hey, we want our logo on a shirt. Your shirt that you're wearing, is that just a single color too, right? Like, it's, you see it used so often that just look at the cost comparison. Get a sample so you could be confident in it. And, you know, even those customers that are like, nah, they've already been burned by Direct-to-Film, just like they got burned by somebody with a Cricut and some the cheapest HDV that you could buy. But they're like, nah, I'm not into HDV anymore. Like, okay, well, here you go. Here's what I could offer. And it definitely does feel like Plastisol ink. It's on the shirt, right? It's not sitting on top, which DTF really isn't either when applied correctly with a high quality DTF, right? Right. There's all this that goes into play. Just quote it out. Look at those different options. That's my parting word.
I love the passion. You can really tell how much that you not only have experienced this, but how much you want to help other people. And that is why we make these podcasts, so that we can help decorators just like you guys listening. So yeah, I'm honestly, it's been such a great conversation, Dave. Thank you for taking the time, for chatting transfers with me. And we will be definitely back with another episode very, very soon. So if you aren't already subscribed, make sure you hit the subscribe button, like, share. And yeah, we'll see you guys very soon with another episode.
Thanks so much for having me, Molly.